Blog Talk Radio.
Carry on my wayward son, there'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest, don't you cry no more.
And she's buying the stairway to heaven.
Hey guys, it's those guys with your host, Matt Marrero, along with... Uh-oh. Have we lost Elizabeth? I think we may have lost Elizabeth. Oh no! Elizabeth, it's okay! It's okay, Elizabeth, we will save you. Let's see, where's Elizabeth? Elizabeth, are you alive?
I'm still here!
Elizabeth is alive, yes! Oh, praise thee! Elizabeth may have been stuck in our hold booth cell in Heaven's jail. Elizabeth was stuck in the heavenly jail.
I'm
where
out.
She was. Yeah, well, she's out, yeah. So we're here today to talk about Supernatural. Those guys are going Supernatural, and sometimes we have some gals on. Elizabeth is one of our gals. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello.
Yes. Also, if you've seen some of her artwork posted on our page, her Tumblr, she posts a lot of Supernatural stuff. Some really funny stuff, I would say. Definitely go check that out. Angle of the Lard, correct?
Yes.
Yes, definitely check that out. But anyway, let's jump to Supernatural. So, I mean, you know, Dean's dead. He died. No coming back.
Not really, no. No.
What do you... I had to go use the bathroom. I missed the last 2 minutes. He died.
No. Oh, hon.
Wait. What do you know? What are your secrets?
Dean probably heard the biggest plot twist in the entire episode.
Yeah, I kind of heard, you know, in the background, I heard Crowley talking. It was British. I didn't really catch it all. What happened?
Okay. So, you know how Dean has the mark of Cain?
Yeah, like that, yeah, it's just, yeah, he just, and he died, and, you know, and it let him go. What, did it keep him? Why would it keep him?
The mark of Cain didn't let go of Cain when Cain committed suicide. It held on to him, so it turned Cain into a demon. So, Dean's a demon now.
That sounds very convoluted. I don't believe they would write something like this on a TV show that aired to, almost 2 million viewers. I don't believe you, Elizabeth.
They kind of... You want to look it up, bro? They kind of did.
No, I saw it, everybody. So, shocker. That was a joke. I make humor. No, but yeah, that happened, everyone. And I didn't have that much of a problem with it, actually. I was actually... Honestly, I have to be real with you all. I would have been upset had he just died for real and didn't come back in any way, because I was really worried that they were going to play off Dean is dead again, you know, and then Sam thinking, I'll get him next season, flashes on, you know, so at least he tried then and there.
Yeah, my personal opinion, I thought Dean was going to kill Sam and kind of parallel what
yes.
happened with Cain and Abel.
Yes, I was worried about that.
And especially when Sam ran in when Dean was having a showdown with Metatron, I'm like, oh no, Sam's going to get caught in the crossfire, this is it. Sam's dead. But then Dean died, and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh?
And it's what's really upsetting is that he learned how to master the Force, and then he just dies. You know, it's like he had the power, it came to him, he was just able to just sit there and just will it into his head, and then he died.
I just think it's really funny because he had the mark, he had the first blade, and he still lost to Metatron. Like, it didn't help.
Yeah,
I guess you
just
can't fight God.
No, it's true. It's just he wasn't God. Actually, he was pretty godlike. You shut your whore mouth. You know, it's like he was pretty godlike, guys. He did a lot of godly things. He, you know, but I mean, honestly, his plan, though, was perfect. It was very weird because other than the fact that it's funny because that you have to always write your character in a little tiny, like give them a little tiny thing that would skew them to make you think, okay, this guy's bad. Like it happens in wrestling all the time too, where you'll have a bad guy make sense and you go, damn, this person's making sense. And then he'll make fun of the hometown and you go, that's right, we hate him, boo. So same thing with Metatron. You had to, because he was saying things like, oh yeah, I'm healing them for this, for that. God didn't know their name. And I agreed. But then you realize, wait, if you disagree with him, he'll probably kill you. And then you had to step back and think, all right, Winchesters, get him.
Yeah, he had, as much as I hate Metatron, don't get me wrong, I really despise Metatron with every fiber of my being. He had a point. He did have a point in his little tirade that he liked the job more than God. But then you remember he's a psychopath and probably shouldn't have that much power. So.
No, of course, completely. You should never give that kind of power to Snot from American Dad. You should never do that. Or the announcer from King of the Nerds, apparently. He has a very extended resume. He's done a lot.
So I've heard. I think he's also in Psych, but I could be wrong about that.
I haven't gotten that far on that show. But it's a funny show, but I haven't gotten that far. So Dean isn't dead. He's just a demon. It's okay, everybody. Wacky adventures.
It's actually really, it's not okay. It's not okay at all.
Okay. So I find it okay, but before I explain why, I want you to explain why it's not okay, because I didn't get to hear your opinion about it before this podcast. So I would like to...
Okay. The reason why I don't think it's okay is, I don't know if you remember, but there was a scene in season 2 where Dean was kind of in his own mind. And he ended up coming face to face with an apparition that looked like a demon form of himself.
Okay, yeah.
And this demon apparition told Dean, you're going to die, and this is what you're going to become. And this whole time, that whole season 2, you know, Dean had made the deal. Dean was going to hell. Dean was afraid of becoming a demon. That's what he never wanted to be, and this is exactly what happened. This poor guy became the thing he never wanted to be. That's why I don't think it's okay, and... I can't see Sam and Cass being on board with this. The other problem I've got here.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I mean, it's weird because, okay, so I agree with all of that, right? So it's true. You're going to have a lot of Moping Dean. So fans of Moping Dean, you're going to love next season. Right? They're going to have a lot of Moping Dean, a lot of sad Dean, a lot of sexy sad Dean, all these combinations and all these adjectives. But if you've seen demons, though, they don't have this bloodlust. You know, at least the ones that are, you know, Crowley and any of Crowley's forces, they do what Crowley says, but out of fear, they don't really feel the need to, oh, I need to kill this. Like, it's never, honestly, the Mark of Cain was worse than being a demon from the way it looked. So most things are, apparently, because if Dean is the kind of demon that we've seen thus far, he can just walk around and just go, hi, hey, I'm a demon. Hey, I'm a demon. 1980s reference. Hey, I'm a demon. And it'll all be okay, apparently. So I'm wondering where they're going with this. But, of course, they're going to possibly play up the drama times 30, because that's what we all want, right? We want sadness. We want moping. Oh, it's beautiful.
I actually want happiness, but I don't think the writers realize that.
No, the writers, these writers. Oh, thank you for that segue. Oh, these writers. It's my personal opinion that the writers have changed to the point where, and people are going to really probably jump on me for this. Please don't kill us. It's turned into fan fiction.
No, I have to agree with you with that. It's become very fan fiction based. Have you seen the Dog Dean episode? I mean.
Oh, hey,
actual point of that episode? I mean, it was cute. But what was the point of that episode?
There's never any points to those episodes, though. They're always meant to be the funny one-off. And the thing is I'm always okay with the funny one-off, but they're never okay in this setting. See, in my opinion, and obviously no network will agree with me, that's why I'm not working with people on television, is because, you know, for a show like this, with a plot like this, you need to condense it to 13 episodes of pure plot. Now, again, no network would agree with me. 22 to 23 episodes it is, Matt. We're going to draw this out as much as we can, every single break we can. And for every single time we do a break on television, we'll also be breaking your heart.
Yeah, exactly. And my problem with this season is I thought they were very – they used their filler episodes very poorly. Like, there were too many fillers, and they were always thrown in the most inconvenient times.
I agree completely. Yeah, I would like to say I have no problem with the fillers. I don't think the filler plots were that terrible. It's all about timing, though. It's all about placing. It's all about where they went.
The one filler I didn't like, it was that episode. It was supposed to be the pilot episode for
that
miniseries that got dropped by the CW anyway.
That is actually I think out of the entire series, I find that to be the worst episode.
That was the worst episode. It seems crossover.
Yeah. By the way, if anyone wants to talk about this season with us, you can call in, actually, at 9:30. We'll be taking a few calls at 718-664-9468. Please take the number down, 718-664-9468. If you enjoy the show, if you hate the show, if you want to argue with us, you want to, add something to the conversation, whatever, please do it. 9:30, 718-664-9468. But yes, I hated it because here's the thing, all right? I'm not going to spoil anything for anyone who doesn't watch this show, but there's a show called Arrow. I'm a big fan of it. If you haven't seen it, you definitely should. They had a backdoor pilot. I'm sure maybe some of you have heard, but just in the off chance you haven't, I'm not going to spoil who. But it's Arrow's a superhero, though, DC hero. They had a pilot for another DC hero show. They introduced him in the best way ever. He isn't exactly as he is in the comic books, characterization-wise, but still, he's perfect. He's a bit quirky. He's really funny. I like him. And they did it where they introduced him for two episodes. Right, just as someone, being involved just a little bit, like a little tiny cameo,
Yeah.
But you get to know him as a character, one character, mind you, one. And then he went into a coma because of what gave him his powers, and then he's never been seen from again, until his new season that's coming up, because that had actually been greenlit. So you have that versus this, where it's just. How many characters can we cram into one episode at a time? And I think they thought of it as a contest. Because it was just way too many.
Also, the three main characters of that little sub-series were all parallels of the protagonist in Supernatural. So I don't know what they were thinking when they did that.
it's just one of those things where they just weren't. That's the thing, they weren't thinking.
They weren't thinking.
No, because the thing is, this honestly, if you took out the Winchesters, that could have actually been possibly a great premiere. But the problem is that they were, first off, and mind you, I'm not one to complain, like to sit here and go, we need more minorities on television. I'm not that person, right? I know there are a lot of people who do that. When the second you see one, white person on television, immediately it's just why is he or she not a minority, right? But I do have to say though, that episode. Way too many white people. Way too many pretty white people. Did you notice that? The only one that I really saw like, oh, African-American male, was Obama. And I was extremely confused because I thought, he's the president. How did they get him to appear on Supernatural? So we have Obama, and then we have a bunch of pretty white people who I don't care about.
I think that's not a problem. It's just something I've noticed in Supernatural in general. A lot of the cast, majority and minority, are whites.
Well, actually, it's a CW problem, actually. It's kind of funny. It spans from
the
entire CW.
It's the problem with the entire network. Okay.
Yes,
all right.
Yes.
Okay, can't blame the show for that. That's a network problem.
No, I can't, but it's just weird when you just introduce. Also, you were in Detroit, so it feels as if when you're showing a place that's different from wherever you're supposed to be, like New York, let's say, right? We live in New York. We actually see a lot of, diverse and whatever. So if it's just, show in New York, and everyone was white other than maybe one Hispanic, person, let's say. And that Hispanic person was me, who looks white anyway, imagine that, just I am Hispanic. The networks, we can't tell. That's the exact way we like it. That was another big issue. And also, the first conversation we had, as if we were a fly on the wall, right? But not from the beginning, just from a random point in time where it's like, you know about so-and-so, right? Of course we do. So-and-so is so-and-so. Exactly. So-and-so. Exactly. So-and-so. I couldn't follow anything.
Oh, no, like, I couldn't even watch the episode seriously because I realized after the first 10 minutes, this was going to have nothing to do with the plot.
No.
Nothing.
And And you know what I thought would have been a great – I know the CGI budget would have been through the roof, so obviously it wouldn't have worked, but it's still a great spinoff that I would have taken. Is Charlie in The Wizard of Oz, you know? Charlie and Oz would have been perfect. I would have taken that. Charlie and Oz as
Dorothy
spin-off?
And Charlie through Oz. I would have taken that too. Honestly.
I know, again, CGI budget would have been insanity, but I would have taken it regardless. Regardless of what, I would have done it. Or just where you could have, or what you could have done is just said, you know, kind of like what they tried to do, but just minus every other family. Because I think, honestly, if you took out everyone else other than the main character and just had it be the main character and his, it would have just been a normal episode of Supernatural, you know, like how they help out other people, you know, to become hunters.
Yeah, but then all of a sudden it turned into a mafia monster problem. And
honestly, I'm not gonna.
Too many people.
Yeah, that's the thing. Too many people. I liked Monster Mafia Problem actually, because it's like, oh, that's very interesting. You know, that is very, again, interesting. So I like
Monster
Mafia.
It was crammed in like one episode. Too many characters. Like they should have. It would have been nice if they had done it differently, because that could have worked.
Oh, of course. The best thing in the world, I think, was the end of the episode where he gets the phone call and he goes, "Dad?" And all I thought of, I don't care. I don't care about
That's
your father.
That's a very big problem with stories, because if you're writing a story, or in this case, if you're showing an episode, and by the end of the episode, nobody cares about the main character, you did something wrong.
Yeah, because it was the worst way to do it. Because you know, again, technically you could say, you know, in the Arrow situation, but the guy was left, you know, lying there. We didn't know what happened to him until we learned next episode he was in a coma. It's like, well, in Supernatural, you didn't learn in this episode anything that happened. You just hoped that maybe next season it'll be picked up, and it wasn't. And now that's an episode that they're actually thinking, should we even put it on the DVD? You know?
Yeah, because this the miniseries wasn't taken up. So like, the point of that episode, there was no point to that episode.
Literally, it's hilarious. It's the only way they can try and salvage that, which I guess I would possibly be okay with, if they just randomly zoom by Detroit in one episode next season, just to maybe try to find a close that a bit, just close that thing off, that story off a bit for one episode, and then move on with their lives.
It would be good. Unfortunately, as you know, Supernatural is notorious for having these interesting plots, like these little mini plots, and never going back to them ever again.
What,
ever again.
Adam? What? Who talked about Adam? What? Because Supernatural did it. Because Supernatural did it.
Adam is gone, okay? Adam's been gone. He's not even been mentioned. This poor guy.
Yeah, honestly.
He's just rotting in hell, and nobody cares.
You know where Metatron is right now? He's playing Monopoly with Adam and Chuck. Right now, they're all playing Monopoly together.
Okay, no, but what happened to Chuck? I looked on the Supernatural Wikipedia, and apparently he ascended to heaven.
Yeah, it was, there was, okay, it just, no, because the thing is there was supposed to be, okay, there were so many things that were supposed to, from what I've heard, rumor-wise, that were kind of leading to him being God. Right? And then it's like, we're renewed for another season. We don't need that.
The thing is, I'm not sure if you know this, but season 5 was supposed to be the last Supernatural season.
Yes, if anyone who's listening
doesn't
know.
It was set up that way.
Yeah.
And if you're wondering why the show has not been as good since season 5, the creator, Kripke, left.
Yes.
Because he
And while there are the other showrunners, are some of them are still there, but we've also had producers even, you know, running off and leaving, and sadly one passed away, and you know, we've had so many changes that you can see why, if you're looking at the show now and wondering why, not from season one, because they even changed it knowingly from season one, but maybe season two, season three, you're thinking, you know, it's kind of a different show. It's because it is. It's because it is a different show.
It is a different show. Yeah. And while season 4 and season 5 were very different from the first three seasons, I really liked those seasons a lot. And then the worst season, in my opinion completely, if you don't agree with me, then I don't really care. I thought season 6 was the worst season, because
I don't remember season 6, and so I might be agreeing with you.
Okay,
so
season 6, basically, you find out
Castiel pretty much saved Sam the minute he went to hell but forgot his soul somehow, and then Grandpa came from heaven and he's somehow there too, and I don't know what happened. I really hated that season tremendously. It made no sense.
I almost didn't
watch season 7 because of it.
Well, I'll say this much then. They did, if they had killed off Dean and didn't show any, you know, kind of way to bring him back or to even think of bringing him back, just he's dead, and then they ended it that way, I would have had no reason to watch season 10 because I knew he would have come back and it would have meant nothing to me. Now, I do have a reason. They did something at the very, while I still think it's stupid, they did something intriguing. They did something intriguing that made me think, all right, that is something I would want to see end and see tied up and see where it would go.
Yeah, if Dean had just died, then as much as I love Dean, and as you personally know, I love Dean,
yeah,
I wouldn't have watched the next season because they've already recycled that plot how many times? Dean dies and always back, never mind.
Exactly, and that's the problem where, honestly, I felt sad, but I think they even knew that we can't focus on Dean's face and Sam's reaction for too long because we've already seen it so many times. Why focus on them for, like, a minute when we've already seen it so many times? Let's just go through it, like, you know, in 5 seconds. Just quick. Cut to something else.
Yeah, it's repetitive. So while I have mixed feelings about this Dean plot, it's interesting. It hasn't been done before. For once, they didn't recycle something, so...
Yes. And the reason why, by the way, I mentioned earlier, you know, just to kind of tie everything in, why it seems as if it's fan fiction is because, it's been sanctioned, you know. Obviously, this is canon. This is, you know, as much as some people might complain, it's canon. It happened, you know. This is what is currently happening in the show. The creators have said so. Same thing with comics, though, where the creators have said so. You know, DC and Marvel say so. But Stan Lee has not worked on a comic for, you know, God knows how long. You know, obviously the creator of Batman has passed away, is not currently working on Batman. So in a way, everything is technically fan fiction in the sense that the fans that grew up with it kind of came in and did it. And now in this case, obviously people who like the show came on or are now working on it. But in my opinion, it just seems as if they're biased, right? Because at first, I don't know, I felt as if both brothers had little things here and there. Like, oh, you have to deal with this, you have to deal with that, you have to deal with this. Now it just seems as if, can we make Dean suffer?
Yeah, I noticed that with this season specifically. It was very Dean-centered. Okay, I didn't have too much of a problem with it. I love both brothers. I'm a little biased. I like Dean a little more. But it was very Dean-centered. I don't like when one of the brothers is focused on more than the other.
Mm.
So there was a lot of Sam reaction missing. And whenever they showed Sam, especially in the beginning of the season, he had a very douchey reaction to Dean. Like the one episode he told Dean, oh, we're not brothers anymore. I was viciously angry, and then they didn't go into why Sam felt that way, so I was left empty and angry.
Well, that's the thing. It was because of the fact that obviously it was, you know, about all this, you know, Gadriel stuff in his body and everything. But I don't know, it felt like as if everything was, and again, I'm not biased. I like both brothers. But it felt as if the writing was, we're going to make people hate Dean because we hate Dean. It was very, and it just felt as if they actually did not enjoy Dean because, you know, and it was just a very weird situation where it's just, you know, it's just Sam just saying, oh, no, why'd you do this to me? Why'd you do this to me? Why'd you do this to me? And then all of a sudden it's, you know, and then all of a sudden it's Dean Mark of Cain now. So it's just, oh, God, Dean is turning into this and Dean is becoming that and he can't control himself and all this stuff.
Yeah, they really made Dean look like the bad guy in this season, which I didn't like at all.
No,
but,
of course.
Okay, this is, again, I'm not biased in this section. I don't like when they do it the other way around, because you remember when Sam was drinking demon blood?
Yeah.
They made Sam out to be the bad guy. I didn't like that either. I don't like brother drama, actually, which seems to be the biggest thing they're getting their ratings from. I don't like the brother drama.
And it's true, neither do I. I think because the thing is brother drama was great. Brother drama worked, but sadly, this is becoming a sitcom. Because, okay, so in sitcoms, there is always, you know, people saying, like, let's look at Friends, right? I enjoy Friends, even some of the later seasons. But they became caricatures of themselves. That's where Supernatural is currently going. it's becoming a caricature of its of itself, where now it's just, all right, we got to get that brother drama in this week. We have to. We must. What else could this show be focused on? The plot, guys. Yeah.
We have a plot. Not to mention, I thought the plot was the most incohesive in this season than any other season. There were five, six side plots going on at the same time in this season, and nothing was getting resolved.
Yeah, I think the biggest issue is okay, I've said this about the WWE, and I feel as if, and I'll say this about Supernatural, it feels as if they don't like making money because they're making money off of the brother drama. But it just feels as if, they just throw out a really good plot. I mean, think about it. The angels, you know, like Cass, the angels are falling from heaven, Dean. What are we gonna do about it? I don't know, mope. Oh. Okay. Like, that's how the Supernatural season 9, you know?
You're watching Supernatural. This season went wrong in so many ways in terms of the plot.
Yeah.
Because, okay, if it had focused on just, you know, the angels following Metatron, okay, suddenly Abaddon comes out of nowhere and she's like, hey, I'm going to be the queen of hell. That was another problem. Then we had Gadriel and Sam. Then we had the Mark of Cain. Crowley, we don't know if we can trust him or not. Cass has a problem now. Apparently his grace is burning out. Like, there's too many things happening.
Yeah, and it's funny because, you know, it's just, it's not even as if we can't follow them, because we can. We can go, okay, yeah, that's happening there. But it's just, it feels as if there are distractions, even though it feels as if the angels falling from heaven is simply a minor inconvenience.
Yeah, they really downplayed it to what, where, like, that was supposed to be the, at least what we thought, the biggest problem in the season. It ended up being like a little, a teeny little problem.
And before,
compared to everything
and before
else.
Anyone, and before anyone maybe listening to us thinks, but there was a war. The war was happening before.
There's
the
a
war
in
happening.
Like every season, really. There
yeah.
is a. I swear
yeah, no,
to God, there's
yeah.
a different heaven war going on in every season. It's not.
Yeah. Heaven War 394. It was 397, sir. Screw you, 395 now. And then that guy gets stabbed. Heaven
really?
War 395.
When is Heaven not in a war?
Yeah, clearly.
Heaven is always fighting. I don't think Heaven has been in peace this entire show.
Which is funny. Heaven, which I will say this much. I do believe that is all joke. You know, I'm not going to joke about it because I'm sure that's actually what they're trying to portray. You know, where Heaven is a place where it's just, shouldn't this place be peaceful? No, it isn't, actually. It's this and this and this. You know, they're just as... It's kind of like how, you know, back in the day, way back in the day, when we had, you know, these gods being written, you know, like Roman gods and Greek gods and everything, but they were written as humans, you know, with human
yeah.
personalities. I feel like it's a bit like that, where, I mean, heck, you know, Metatron was doing these plots and these things where it's just like, wait a minute, are you doing a false flag attack? You know, are you, like, you know, basically he was, you know, sending people to say, oh, no, I'm with, you know, I'm with, you know, I'm with, wow, I just forgot Castiel's name. I think my brain is burning. I think my
oh
brain
my
is
God.
Burning.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, poof, this is what Supernatural does to you. Please stop. All right, just pick a pot or something less hurtful. Please do recreational drugs. Don't watch Supernatural. Anyway, so Castiel, all right, he's saying, oh, yeah, these angels are with Castiel, and we're going to make them explode. But he's the one doing them. He's doing false flag attacks. You know, that's like government terrorist-level crazy, you know, in movies, yet the angels are doing it on each other, which is really, you know, cool in a way, which is, okay, so I see what you're trying to do here, you know, writers. But at the same time, it's just, like you said, war every season, right? Nothing really changed. Like, no one thought, you know, no scientist, and I know we can't go really government military, I understand, but no scientist looked and thought, huh, what is it, John? Well, we have about another 5 billion people on Earth. You know, that is very upsetting. It is, isn't it? Nothing, no reference. Like, angels fell to Earth, and then they were just being there. Just, oh, well, that's weird. You know, just people just there inhabiting the Earth, and then just no mention of it. Just, you know. And also the murder rate, by the way, had to sky. I mean, I know the murder rate's crazy now in, you know, normally, like in our actual lives, right? But I
yeah.
feel as if it doubled with a war going on. You know?
Yeah.
There's a war.
there's a lot of problems. Also, what happens every season, all of a sudden the Angels think Castiel should be their leader. Castiel screwed you over at least 5 times. You're still trusting this guy?
I'm going to say that's okay for one reason. Look at the people that did trust him. There was something a little off about him.
I get viciously angry when the Angels are like, you know, you're a good leader. Do you remember when Castiel played God and killed a lot of you in one night?
No, but it's funny because
you're a good leader,
again,
Castiel. Were you there?
But again, really think of the people though that follow him. It's had a little twitch in their eye. Just the people who just, you know, just immediately someone screws up and they're like, well, I think we should eat. You should. It's like, you know, Castiel, just that man. He made a mistake. He dropped that stapler. They all look at him. Well, I guess we should kill him and eat the corpse now, shouldn't we? Guys, he dropped a stapler.
The Angels are very dumb in this show. I feel like the Angels are very dumb.
They've been written that way. They've been written to be these, you know, these, they only can follow, they're only grunts to follow orders. Actually, I'm very surprised. Have you heard, I haven't heard, have you seen somehow somewhere of Catholics and Christians really kind of getting angry with this show? Because I've never heard anything, and I feel like I should hear more about it.
You know, I haven't heard anything either. And
that's very,
you know,
confusing.
You would think Christians, or at least some of the more radical branches, would have been jumping all over this.
But no, which is, I guess, good job for not overreacting, I guess.
Unless I would say Supernatural flew under the radar, but Supernatural is pretty well known, so I can't.
Oh, no, it is. No, it is. It's funny. It's just, you know, it's what is it? You know, you have angels fighting other angels, sometimes siding with demons, and overall being jerks. Catholics and Christians just walk right on by. Sam and Dean don't kiss. Tumblr goes crazy. Just, why didn't they kiss this episode? Why didn't this happen? You know what I blame? You know what I blame? I blame, and they don't know who to blame. They just blame white people. No, but seriously, though, all jokes aside, it's true. It's just, for some reason, Tumblr goes nuts when they don't kiss. And Catholics and Christians haven't complained yet. And Angels have been fighting for 6 years now, actually, for the people watching at home. Because season 3 is kind of when Castiel was introduced. And it was like, wait a minute, this guy's an angel. This show is turning into a different direction.
Yeah, it was funny, like in season 4, I think it was season 4 Castiel was introduced, but
well,
regardless,
he was introduced
it was like at that
three,
point,
right?
Angels didn't exist. Like,
yeah.
Angels weren't a thing. Dean was like, no, angels don't. There's no such thing as angels. All of a sudden, now, angels are everywhere. Like, you can't go an episode without an angel being, well, obviously because of Castiel, but...
Yeah,
angels became
such
a big part of the show, and like when the show started, there were no such things as angels.
Yeah, that's one of the things I find very upsetting. I mean, you know, I don't know why I'm really relating it to comic books, but it kind of works. Where currently there's, you know, an Amazing Spider-Man arc where, from the looks of it, we've only gotten little tiny hints of it, but from the looks of it, there was a, while Peter was getting bit by the radioactive spider, all of a sudden you see the spider fall off of Peter and walk up to a random girl that we've never seen before, we don't know her name, and it bites her. And we go, what? So it's kind of one of those things where it's just, okay, guys, so we've had another girl running around with spider powers that we haven't known for 40 years. Okay, cool. Right? Same thing with Supernatural. All right, so the second angels are introduced, they've been here forever, and we just haven't known about them. All right, cool. Okay.
Yeah, I just... But, like, not even, like, concentrating on the problems of the show. About this season, like, to go back to these plots and stuff... You saw the episode, right? Gabriel came back, but he wasn't really back, but he was back, but he wasn't really?
Yeah.
What was the point of that? That would have been such an interesting plot line. Like, Gabriel came back. He's, you know, he's one of the archangels. He's probably the top of heaven in terms of power, gathering an army to go against Metatron. That's cool. But it wasn't real.
Yeah.
And
there's just,
I don't know if we're going to see him again. I don't know if he's alive. Supernatural, where we bring back the characters you love for one episode, but it didn't really happen.
And I would like to mention to everyone, which is very upsetting, I think, for both of us, we're going to watch next season. So they've won. They've already won. But hear us bitch and moan for about an hour. Thank you. Have a good time here. And by the
way,
again,
we're complaining, but we are going to watch the next season.
Oh, yes. And if you want to call in to join us or to even just fight against us, you know, let's have a holy war, shall we?
If you think we're idiots for wanting to watch the next season, please.
Yeah.
Enlighten us.
718-664-9468. 718-664-9468. Come on, call in. It only takes a minute because, you know, just we hate Supernatural. We do it too. And then you're off. Or the
exactly.
But another
thing.
But
I love and hate
thing.
This show, honestly.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It's the best way to put it. I love and hate this show.
It's true because, I do – when there's a funny episode, I will admit, I enjoy it. I just – obviously, as I said before, in the scheme of things right now, the way things are currently, it should be serious all the time, all the time until the next season. Because when you introduce a plot like this where it looks as if these last two seasons were going to be the – this is going to be the penultimate season. Next season is going to be the finale, the series finale because, yes, next season is the last one. So the huge, finale, oh, God, what's going to happen? And now we've introduced a new plot that doesn't involve Metatron. Like, it's hard to have hope. We have hope to watch. It's going to be interesting. But it's hard to have hope that it's going to be good.
I lost that hope a while ago. A few seasons ago, I lost that hope.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I have too, but it's still even harder now. It's harder to... Liz, we need you to hope again. Please. Do you not get that reference?
I don't think I got that reference.
X-Men trailer, Days of Future Past, X-Men trailer.
I'm virtually
patting your head right now. I'm virtually patting your head. It's okay.
Oh,
but anyway.
I'm a failure.
Someone got it. Someone got it out there, and they laughed. And they chuckled. Whichever. Anyway, point being is, speaking of random references that shouldn't be in our podcast, Supernatural.
Oh.
Supernatural, great segue, Matt. Supernatural has been doing that, and I know they've been doing that since the beginning. References, but
yes,
I mean, you talk about what you've liked about them because on the phone you told me what you enjoyed about the original references. So
yeah,
talk about
okay.
what you enjoyed.
For example, the pilot episode, season one, there was that scene where the sheriff
Elizabeth. Oh no, we lost Elizabeth, and to think. She was going to, what if she's turning into a demon right now? Oh, that would be terrible. I wonder if she is. That would be upsetting. Well, I'll talk about what I didn't like about the references, and hopefully we can get Liz back online to talk about what she did like momentarily. But, as I was saying, though, before Liz was cut off, seriously, though, if she's becoming a demon, I would be very upset with that. I mean, it'd be cool, having a demon who's a friend, but it'd be very upsetting. But, so what I didn't like about the references is the fact that it's just, okay, ready? You look at some of these references, and let's look at season one to season two, right? Not reference-wise, but actual timeline-wise. Only 5 minutes really went through with the whole car crash kind of thing, right? So with that, it became an issue where they didn't actually skip any time. There was no time skip. It was just 5 minutes. So they're basically not in our time. So currently, when they're making any pop culture references, it's very upsetting because they're not here with us. Stop trying to be, Elizabeth is back. Elizabeth, are you a demon?
No, but my phone might have been possessed because I was talking to you and all of a sudden it went, No, I'm good.
I heard you click out and I was worried it was us. I was worried it was Block Talk Me. I was worried it was Block Talk Radio. And I looked and then you were gone. And I was telling everyone I was worried that you died and I was worried that you'd come back as a demon. And it was all very upsetting. But I kept on through and I was saying to everyone that the problem is that they're not caught up with us, Supernatural's world, right? Because they've had a few episodes where it's only been a 5-second gap, not an actual full year gap. A few did it. A few did the full year gap. But not all of them did. So technically, they should be in 2012 about now. And they shouldn't.
It gets so confusing, especially because this particular year, 2014, there was an episode, I think it was in, it had to be like season 5, Croatoan.
Yes.
It's like Lucifer was chilling out in Sam's body, and Dean met his future self, who was a major dick, and Chuck was there with toilet paper, and yeah, a lot of people thought that's where the show was heading, because
yes,
this
yes,
was the
yes,
year it was
also,
supposed to happen, but there's all these time gaps. Who knows what year it is in the show
at this point? If I'm correct, which I have no actual basis, but if I'm correct, it should be 2012, if not 2011, meaning that, yes, I guess they could make a Breaking Bad reference. Yes, they could technically make a Game of Thrones reference, but you and I made a great point before the podcast even happened. When do they have time to do these things, to read, to watch?
Yes. I was saying before the show started, there was that scene in season 9 where Dean was talking to Charlie, and I think he said something along the lines of, oh, yeah, I have to catch up with Game of Thrones season 1. And
yeah.
I kind of sat back and went, where did you have the time
to
watch Game
of
Thrones,
yes.
Dean? You're supposed to be helping the angels who fell from heaven, if you remember that.
Yeah, and it's funny because, yes, some people say, well, you never see them, you don't see them all the time. I mean, you don't see them pee, which is true, but at the same time, it's just like, they can pee. We're not going to say, come on, Dean, you have angels to fight. What are you doing peeing over there,
You have the freedom to pee.
Yeah. But when it comes down to – Game of Thrones is an hour long each episode. I've only seen about a season and a half. It's hour long each episode. Even if you could say, well, he's in the hotel room every night. Look, when we see them, they only get 2 hours of sleep, and they're actually complaining about it, which is fine because they can't get a lot of sleep. It's fine. Maybe they'll be listening to music, I'll understand. Music, sure. But saying, oh, yeah, we got cable down in the bunker, that was made in the 50s.
I don't even see a TV down there, too.
Yeah. Just
I might add, I don't see a television in there.
Are Dean and Sam really logged into Netflix right now when the world is going to hell? Are they really doing that just every once in a while? It's like, well, everyone has to take a break. Not when you're the main characters of a show that involves the world imploding every 5 minutes. Count them, every five, actually. It implodes every five.
Especially in this season.
Yeah.
Way too many things. You can't just be sitting on your ass watching Netflix.
No, and it's and to some it may sound a bit like oh well that's just minor, but they did it right at one point because in my opinion their references should start in the 80s, even 70s, and then end in the mid 90s, basically possibly after Power Rangers. But before, it started becoming a huge thing. Just early Power Rangers, maybe. So about 95, 96, that's when it should stop. Once they start making Yu-Gi-Oh! References, there's a problem. Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yeah, because, the first season came out 2005, and Dean was making references straight out of the 80s, which were subtle, but it made sense, especially considering his age. He grew up in the 80s. That makes sense. Then you got to the later seasons. He made a Zack and Cody reference season 4, which, by the way, Dean, you're a grown man. Why are you watching Disney Channel? But that's another story.
I'm just really worried that Dean, and Sam possibly, because now he's starting to make references. Hell, even Castiel, which I'm okay with Castiel making references because he does it in a way where he's like a little child, so it's funny. Where she's like, oh, he's playing with a new toy or something. But when Dean does it, the newer references, it's in a way where it feels like whenever he goes to a hotel to spend the time with, with Sam or whatever, when he says, oh, I'm going to go out to, to scope out whatever, to see if there's any jobs. He goes out and he just goes to the next door person's, wherever they're, whoever's staying there, and kind of just sits in the bushes and looks in to see whatever TV show they're watching, and goes, good, I'll make that reference. And sometimes it's small children, and they're watching Zack and Cody. He goes, good, I'll remember to make that reference. And he has a notepad, and he writes down all the references. Because how else do you have the time to make these? Do you actually, what do? Hear other people's conversations and go, that sounds reference-worthy one day. And then bust it. How does he even know he's doing it right? Hell, half of his references should sound as if it's Castiel making them. Because Dean doesn't have the time to look up these new references.
That's one of the things that originally caught my heart with Dean, those cute little pop culture references. But all of a sudden, you've got at least 3 or 4 references being made per episode.
Yeah. I think it's more, honestly.
It probably is more.
Yeah.
I'm just blocking them out at this point. I'm not even...
Yeah.
I used to laugh at them. I used to smile. No, I'm not even paying attention to them anymore.
Yeah, and why is this being brought up, by the way? You know, you at home listening, you maybe not at home, maybe you're homeless looking at Metatron, agreeing with him. I don't know. But whatever. I don't know how you got access to a phone to listen to our live podcast, but whatever. Hey, to each his own. But, however, to those of you listening, please understand these are being brought up because of one reason, because of one little thing, and it's called pandering. And we feel as if Supernatural is doing a bit too much of that. Not thinking, because it's understandable to know what your audience wants and then to give them what they want, understandable. But it feels as if it's pandering because it's changing parts of the show to fit what they think the audience wants via scrolling through the internet or something.
And this actually brings about a point I forgot to mention originally, but now I want to
bring it up
now.
Oh, please.
I felt as almost everyone was either A, out of character in this season, or B, had their entire character development broken down completely.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what I mean, beginning of the season, the way Sam was acting towards Dean, you're not my brother anymore, I'm done with you, okay. Look, I get Sam had the little Gadriel problem, but, like, even then, I can't see Sam talking that harshly to Dean. Then we have Dean. Dean just seems like a caricature of himself in this season.
Yeah.
When he was actually funny. Like I said, too many pop culture references. There was that one episode he had sex for no necessary reason. And
you really
need a reason. Just so he can have sex. It
this
showed
is,
him
okay,
like very little
that's
self-control.
Pretty.
Also,
oh,
Jensen
fair
Ackles
enough.
Mentioned,
self-control, okay.
Yeah. Also, Jensen Ackles mentioned, if you guys notice, and I'm sure you have, from season one to now, Dean's voice has gotten lower and gruffer. And he
I thought he was getting older.
Apparently, it's supposed to parallel John Winchester, his father, which
oh.
would mean he's losing the character development of moving away from his father. Instead, he's moving right into the role
of
his father.
Oh, dear.
Yeah,
yeah
that's my exact reference when I read that quote. I went, oh, Jen, honey, don't.
No,
please.
No, baby, no. No, but and that's the problem. It's just, you know, as I mentioned, I always use the word fan fiction, and I know it just sounds worse and worse and meaner when I do, but I just bring it up because, you know, when you have a show and this long running and, you know, there were two points where it could have ended, in my opinion. I believe it could have ended, you know, when John died. I think that could have been a great ending. I know, not enough money, fair enough, but it would have been a great ending. And then series season 5 as well, good ending. And then it just keeps on going and going and going. And then what are we doing now? You know, what are we doing right now? And that's the problem. You know, it's just,
like I've said, the plot since season 5 has tanked tremendously.
Yeah.
Like I said, season 6, in my opinion, is the worst season of Supernatural so far because the plot just took a complete nosedive into something completely different. And I think from that problem they caused in season 6, you know, with Grandpa was there and soulless Sam, and I think Meg came back in that season.
Yes, to be with soulless Sam.
Yeah, and then she had a thing with Cassia. Okay, I like Meg, all right, before anyone bashes me. I like Meg, don't get me wrong. But it didn't seem like Supernatural anymore. And then I don't think it ever recovered from that because I didn't like season 7 either. That was about the Leviathan. It was all Leviathan. It had the opposite problem as season 9, but I still didn't like season 7. Season 7 had one plot, Leviathan.
Yeah, here's the thing. I liked the Leviathans, but here's what I think it is. I feel as if it also had the How I Met Your Mother problem. In my opinion, yes, How I Met Your Mother did have a problem, where some of it felt like filler. Actual filler. Mind you, as a season. So I really did enjoy the Leviathans as characters and everything, because I usually do enjoy certain Supernatural characters. I just feel as if, you know, would you really have ended it on the Leviathans? Would that have been your season finale? No. They knew that they were going to end it with season 5. It was confirmed, yeah. They got renewed again. They said, you know what? It's money. Let's keep out. Sometimes it's CW even saying, oh, no, we have the contract. We renew it. We tell you what we have to do. So it kept on going, and then it's just, all right, well, we can't make a season feel as if it's really going to truly end because, you know, what happens when it doesn't? I mean, what happens when Scrubs happens, where season 8 was perfect? It was a beautiful ending, a swan song to JD, and then we had a season 9. You know, what happens when that happens multiple times? It's already happened twice in the show, in my opinion. So, you know, it's, yeah, so it became filler. And that's the issue, where I enjoyed some of the humor and some of the plots, but obviously for someone like you who, you know, you were watching since the beginning, yes?
Yes.
That's the, yeah, me, I tried watching in the beginning. I just, you know, flew away for some reason, school or something, pushed me away. And then around season five, I played the catching up game. So I marathoned them in about 3 months maybe.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I marathoned a season, and now I've been with it for about 4 years now, and I'm thinking, damn, what happened, you know?
Yeah, exactly, what happened? I'm not saying, like, season 6, 7, 8, 9 completely suck. Obviously,
no.
If it completely sucked, I wouldn't be watching it. I'm not masochistic at all.
Yeah, no.
But
no.
I just don't think it's as good as the first 5 seasons.
Yeah,
I don't think it's ever going to be as good as the first 5 seasons, which happens at most shows anyway.
Yeah.
There usually comes a point where it starts lasting or whatever the word is.
I understand. You know, there's just a lot of shows that really do benefit from just being 3 to 4 seasons, but sadly, you know, networks and everyone gets involved and thinks, you know, because guess what? No matter how much people may complain on the internet or may complain about this last season finale, hey, guess what? We are going to watch it next season. So clearly, people are, you know, things are, they're getting money, or at the very least, they're getting people talking about it, which is even worse, because you talk about it on Tumblr, your social network, all of a sudden, these network people can go up to, you know, well, is the show being talked about? Yes, actually, on Facebook, Supernatural has been said X amount of times. Hashtags involving Supernatural characters have been said X amount of times. So no matter what you do, even if you, let's say, stream it illegally, and then, because I know a lot of people did that for the baseball game. A lot of people, it was baseball, correct? That ended up, you know.
Yeah, okay, yes, don't get me started how angry I was because of that.
You could have done it illegally, and I'm sure most people did. I'm sure that's what happened there. And
I'm
then,
pretty sure everyone
still,
did. I was just so pissed it happened. I didn't have work that night. I was so ready to watch Supernatural. I turn on the CW, it's freaking baseball.
And it's believe me, people like baseball. We're okay with people who like baseball. It was just
yeah,
very
of course.
Interesting,
but like, don't cut in front of my show.
Yeah.
don't get
least,
in front of my show, man.
At least, but hey, they played it on Sunday. That's I've never seen that done before. Usually,
yeah,
if the show's missing, it's missing for the week.
And that entire, like, if they had told us the week before, oh, by the way, we're going to have baseball next week, then we're, like, they didn't push back the season finale. It was a huge problem.
Yeah,
I was mad.
Of
That's
course.
A CW problem, I'm pretty sure. That
oh,
baseball
of course,
incident
of course.
Was a
yeah, no,
CW
they needed
problem.
To, they needed to do that. I mean, they do that in Japan with weekly, you know, Japanese superhero shows. They always say, oh, this week is coming, you know, soccer is coming up, let's say. So you're going to miss a week. Where it's supposed to be, it's known over there. But for this, it just wasn't really advertised. But,
it was
but
like,
anyway.
Oh, hey, baseball.
Yeah. Oh, hello. You're not. Is that Dean on the? No, that's not Dean with the bat. No. What is this?
Yeah. For a moment, I thought like that's how the show, like the episode was gonna start. I'm like, oh, the Supernatural baseball. No, it wasn't. I was severely disappointed, to say the least.
But yeah. So again, so regardless of what you do, they're winning. Sadly. So again, and hey, for some little thing, because the thing is, I know we've complained a lot, but. You know, and it's actually upsetting. We didn't really talk about anything that we enjoyed. But, again,
we
we're
should
here.
Do that.
We're here. We really should. It's very – it's the first thing I think I've ever really done that with on this show. We've broken a record. X amount of shows that I've done, this is the first time where we've just bitched and moaned for about a full hour. Sam's Oops. Hair looks great. Sam's hair looks
Sam's
great.
Hair looks fabulous.
Oh. It's
apparently Jensen does not like it. That's another.
No. What was very, I think, upsetting is he wakes up Sam in the middle, like, you know, in the morning, wakes him up with music, good music. Sam immediately jolts up. Dean goes, nice hair. I look and go, damn it, you do have nice hair. What the hell's your problem? You just wake up out of, ooh, oh, I fell asleep with curlers in my hair. Like, screw you, Sam. Like,
yeah, his hair was fabulous. And I have to say, one thing I liked about this season, a lot of Crowley. I love Crowley. I think he's a fabulous character.
Actually, it's kind of funny. While I do agree with you, I think he may be one of the worst with being changed character-wise. Because,
really?
Okay, there's nothing wrong with being effeminate nor being homosexual. However, they ramped it up to 30. Where
okay.
At first it was just like,
I can't
yeah.
even deny that because they did.
Yeah, but and the problem is that, again, they think that is what the Tumblr crowd, I'm going to use Tumblr crowd because, yes, there are a decent amount of out of people, women or males, who, you know, enjoy Supernatural and who also frequent Tumblr. You know, they think, oh, that's what they like. They like the homosexuality jokes and tension and, you know, him hitting on Dean in a way that's not gay because he likes women, but it's like, because he does. So he might be
bisexual. Yeah,
he's
bisexual as far as I'm aware.
Well, that's the thing. He's never hit on men, so he could just technically be making those jokes like, you know, like, hey, big boy, but never goes about anything with it. But still, though, either way, point being is that they see, oh, people like that. Crowley, you have to be the gay. And I say that in a way where it's just that network corporate speak, where they don't even know what the hell they're saying. They just know that that's what's, you know, it's shown, you know, 55% of kids like the gay. So we have to make sure that he is the gay.
And, you know, it's funny because they have no problem doing that with Crowley, but, like, when it's suggested, why don't we make Dean or Cassiel bisexual, all of a sudden everybody in the network, drops to the ground and the sirens go off and they
yeah, right.
go, no.
Oh, God. Oh, it's, what do they call what do they call the shipping between Dean and Cassiel?
Dean and Castiel shippers are known as Destiel shippers.
Destiel, thank you. Just woo! We have a Destiel shipper in the house. No, guys, I was just giving you an idea. Fire one ready. Why are there guns here? Why is this? This should not be. Why is this corporate policy?
Might I add, because you did mention Tumblr before. Tumblr is notorious for finding any little interaction between Dean and Castiel on the show and completely making it Destiel. Like, they
because
looked at each other. They're in love.
Oh,
this is it.
It is.
They're
going to
have
honestly,
each other as babies. This is it.
Here's the thing. Next season, we're going to end up wrap this up very quickly. But, yeah, no, definitely Destiel. Because think about it. Next season, you have Castiel being you know, an angel, and then Dean being a demon. Oh, they're just opposites attract. Oh, they're going to have so much fucking. Oh, my God.
They are.
Beautiful.
They are.
Oh, it's going to be live on Jensen and Misha haven't talked about it, actually. But live on television, they're going to have full sex. I mean, no sheets. Just full, I mean, oh,
completely uncensored.
Completely uncensored. Oh, it's going to be great. Definitely check out next season, if only for that. And sadly, we have to end it there. We have to end the show there. We'd like to thank you guys for listening to those guys. Before we sign out, definitely check us out. Like our Facebook page, Those Guys on the Radio, via the URL, or just search up Those Guys. You know, we're going to have Liz on definitely again for some other episodes. You know, in the future, we're definitely thinking of some Steven Universe, possibly even some Gravity Falls. Would definitely love to have her on again. Definitely check out her Tumblr, Angle of the Lard. A lot of funny stuff on there. And, you know, definitely check us out. I mean, we do wrestling podcasts. You know, Dragon Ball Z. We're looking to expand into some more anime. Honestly, once I get to watching Attack on Titan, you're one of the people I'm going to have on.
Oh, please.
I'd love
to talk about Attack on Titan.
Exactly. You know, and of course, you know, again, thank you guys for listening. And, you know, this is Those Guys signing out. I am Matt Marrero, and you are Elizabeth Liz.
Evangelista.
Yes. And we are going to play something for you guys. And, you know, just thank you guys for listening.
What she can get, what she
sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure, 'cause you know sometimes words have sometimes all of our thoughts. In the long run.